I believe it was more than 30 years ago that one of the most prominent converts to the Catholic faith, a man by the name of Dr. Scott Hahn, gave a talk. And the title of this talk was The Bible and the Church, Both or Neither. And in this talk, he showed to us, he was making the case for why we have to have the Bible and the Church together. Because the Bible is something that we honor very greatly in the Church. This is one of the things, as we come to the end of the week of prayer for Christian unity, it's very appropriate that we have this Word of God Sunday, because the Bible is something that we and other Christians hold in common, recognizing this as the Word of God. And we hold it in very, very high esteem. When you look at some of the pronouncements of the Church over the course of the centuries, when it comes to the Bible, it's a very, very lofty understanding that we have of the Bible. I believe it was in the Second Vatican Council where the document on the Word of God in that particular council said that we have always honored the Word of God as we honor the Eucharist, as we honor the body of Christ. And that shows, because we, throughout the centuries, the Eucharist has been at the center of our lives as Catholics. And to say that we honor the Word of God as we honor the body of the Lord is saying a lot when it comes to our understanding of the Scriptures. The Church, in that sense, is not above the Bible. The Bible we recognize as the Word of God. In other words, as it says in itself, that it is God-breathed. It comes to us from God. And the Bible, like Jesus, is both human and divine. That there were human beings like you or me who put pen to paper to write the words that we find in the Bible. But they were so inspired by the Holy Spirit that we can say with confidence that God is actually the primary author. The human authors are only secondary authors of sacred Scripture. That God is the primary author. So we can say very truly that this is the Word of God. But how do we know that? The only way that we can identify the Bible as the Word of God is through the Church. The Church, which also is both human and divine. Because certainly it's got its human elements, it's got its structures, it's got its hierarchy, it's got its people, all of those different things. There's a visible element to the Church. But the Holy Spirit is also an active agent in the Church. That is the Holy Spirit that animates the Church. And so we see that the Church is both human and divine. But the Church is the one that points us to the Scriptures. This is what St. Augustine said so many years ago. He said, "What do you say to those who don't believe in the Gospels?" He said, "I myself wouldn't believe in the Gospels if the authority of the Church didn't instruct me to do so." Because just reading the Bible on its own, a person can't come to the conclusion, just from a natural point of view, that this is the Word of God. You can come to that conclusion from a supernatural point of view. What I mean by that is, I think of one conversion story that I listened to years and years ago. And this fellow who had ridiculed Christianity, mocked Christianity, but then he saw in the lives of one of his friends a real transformation because he had become a believer. And it was really striking to him, so he decided to start reading the Bible on his own, quietly. He didn't want anybody to know because, you know, he was seen as somebody who was, you know, very opposed to the message that we find in the Bible. But as he was reading the pages of the Bible, at one point along this journey of discovery of the Bible, he said a conviction came over him that was really strong, that said what he was reading wasn't simply the words of people, but it was the Word of God. That's what I mean by you can come to that conclusion through that kind of a supernatural enlightenment. But just from a natural point of view, you can't read the Bible and come to the conclusion that is obviously the Word of God. It's the church that's been given the task of proclaiming the gospel message among the nations that we come to that awareness, that understanding that the Bible truly is the Word of God. A number of years ago, Archbishop Smith wrote a pastoral letter entitled Living in the Word. Living in the Word, and this pastoral letter is still available to us, where Archbishop Smith encouraged us to have the Word of God very close to us, to have the Scriptures very close to us, to come to a greater familiarity with the Bible and a greater love for the Bible, to really make it a part of our lives. Now, I know in my own life, as I was growing up, I was given, in many ways, a great respect and great love for the church. The Bible, though, even though I recognized it as the Word of God, I grew up in a time when there was a lot of controversy surrounding the Bible. People giving all sorts of very strange interpretations of the Bible that really departed from our traditional understanding of the Bible. So, in many ways, as I was growing up, I viewed the Bible in more of a suspicious type of way. Not that I didn't recognize it, but it was the interpretations of the Bible that were going on in those days that troubled me, that bothered me. And so I had this devotion to the church, but not so much to the Bible. What really changed me over the years is for 12 years, I was the pastor in a bunch of country parishes. And I did a lot of driving. I tried to calculate it one time that, on a monthly basis, I was in my car for probably at least 40 hours every month, driving from one place to the other, not just on Sundays, but throughout the week. And I started to buy tapes that I would listen to that would instruct me on the Bible. I found in some of the studies that I had taken on the Bible earlier, the thing that troubled me, the thing that bothered me, is that the people that I was hearing, the people that I was studying, seemed to treat the Bible as if it was a corpse to be dissected. What really drew me in when I was listening to some of these other Bible scholars was that they treated the Bible as it truly is, the living Word of God. It's alive. Not dissecting it, but showing how it all fits together. How everything fits. And as a matter of fact, there were a lot of things where people would be making connections here in the Bible where I could have read this 1,000 times and I would never have been able to make those connections. But people who have lived their whole life studying and living in the Word, and it really changed my attitude and it changed my approach to the Word of God, because I love the Word of God. And I think it's something that's important for all of us to study, to read the Bible. Now, again, when I talk about the Bible being something that we hold in common with a lot of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters, it is something that we hold in common, that love for the Bible. But it's also an area where we diverge as well, in a very important way. Because where we diverge is not in our love for the Bible. We should love the Bible just as other Christians love the Bible. Where we diverge is, how do I understand this? How am I supposed to interpret the Bible? Who is going to guide me? I think about the Ethiopian eunuch that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, who was riding in his chariot, and he was reading from the prophet Isaiah, and Philip is instructed to go and meet the chariot. And Philip asked them the question, do you understand what you're reading? And the Ethiopian responds, how can I unless some man show me? We need to be guided in our understanding of the Word of God. Again, this is where that departure comes in, because when Jesus promises the Holy Spirit to us to lead us into all the truth, some Christians have understood that to mean that each and every one of us individually are given the Holy Spirit so that if we are sincere, if we study, if we pray, the Holy Spirit will guide us to the right interpretation of the Bible. But the way that we know that that's not what God intended is because those who have followed that path have divided. You know, St. Paul said in today's second reading that he wants divisions to end. He doesn't want divisions. He wants agreement. And the fact that personal interpretation of the Bible has led in so many different directions shows, at least to me, that that can't be what God intended. That can't be what Jesus intended. For us, we have the church that is given to us to interpret the scriptures for us, to help and to guide us. Another thing that St. Paul talked about in today's second reading, he talked about the cross of Christ, he says, which is foolishness to those who are being lost. But to those who are being saved, it's the wisdom of God and the power of God. You know, the reality is that we don't come to an understanding of God and of his ways easily. Many of God's ways lie hidden for us. There are some things that we can discover, you know, from our natural gift that God has given to us. But there are some things we could never come to know unless God didn't guide us to that. And so it's important for us to have that proper love and appreciation for the Bible. So one other thing I want to mention is the fact that when we read the Bible, we can read it like that, you know, trying to figure out what it means, trying to discover the meaning. And again, like I say, not a bad thing, but we have to be guided. You know, we have to be guided into a proper interpretation. But another way that we can read the Bible is to encounter the Lord. This is the Word of God. And because it's the Word of God, we can encounter Jesus, we can encounter God as we go through his Word, and we do it prayerfully, and we allow God to touch our lives, to touch our hearts. So I guess on this Word of God Sunday, what I'd like to leave with you is an encouragement to make the Bible part of your life. If it's already a big part of your life, do it more. You know, whatever you're doing, do it more. But it's important for us to have the Bible really at the center of our lives so that we can come to know God, to know his plan for us, to know his love for us, to know that the way to the kingdom of heaven is not easy, but that God gives us the grace that we need in order to be able to walk the path that leads to his kingdom. All this and more we can discover as we immerse ourselves in the Word. I mentioned at the beginning that we're going to have a recognition of Deacon Pat and the service that he is giving, so I'm going to ask Deacon Pat to come forward. This is kind of a renewal of commitment, just sort of like the priests do every year at the Chrism Mass, but we're going to do that, this renewal of commitment today. So Deacon Pat, will you commit yourself to join me in service to the people of God in this community of Holy Trinity as a minister of the Word, of the altar, and of charity?
With the help of God, I will.
Will you be a faithful minister of the gospel, meditating upon the Word of God, preaching it in the Sunday assembly, and proclaiming it each day with your life?
With the help of God, I will.
Will you be a faithful minister of the sacrament of baptism, so that adults who are seeking new life in Jesus Christ and infants who are brought to the church by their families may be reborn in the waters of baptism?
With the help of God, I will.
Will you faithfully visit our people and have special care for the sick and the dying, bringing them the healing power of Christ in Viaticum, our sacred food for the journey to the heavenly kingdom? Will you be the church's witness for the union of husband and wife and provide guidance and support for families as they grow in their Christian life together?
With the help of God, I will.
Will you provide for the needs of the poor and give visible witness to God's call for justice and truth here in our community?
With the help of God, I will.
Will you lead this community to prayer and praise when they gather on Sundays as the people of God? Will you pray with our people and for our people so that God's will may be done among us?
With the help of God, I will.
Now I address all of you. People of God, this is one of your deacons. He will live among you as your servant, your companion, and your guide in the Christian life. And we say together, thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us acknowledge Deacon Pat. I said that we'd have the blessing of Bibles, and so I hope that some people brought their Bibles. I'm going to ask everybody to please stand, whether you've brought your Bibles or not, and I'm going to say a prayer of blessing on these Bibles. The Holy Bible is the inspired Word of God. It is the living Word made flesh in Jesus and alive now through the Spirit who lives, moves, and has being within each of us, as promised by Jesus and given to us at our baptism. This is a holy book, the sacred stories of God's people, their experiences of faith in the one God who loves his people and wants a relationship with them. As Catholics, we are encouraged to read and reflect on the pages of the Bible so that we may be nourished, strengthened, and continually formed into faithful disciples who continue the mission of Jesus Christ. We now ask the Holy Spirit, who inspired these writings, to stir our hearts and deepen our desire to reflect upon these holy scriptures. May we seek a deeper relationship with the Lord through these texts and find our nourishment and strength to live in its message of love. So please respond, Holy Spirit, come fill our lives. Holy Spirit, come fill our
lives.
May you find us, Lord, giving greater honor to these holy Bibles, placing them with honor in our homes, and regularly engaging the living Word in our lives. Holy Spirit, come fill our lives. Instill in us, Lord, a deep desire to know you through your Word, to encounter and become more like Jesus. Holy Spirit, come fill our lives. Bring us together, Lord, united in love, service, and justice. Inspire and empower us by your Word to share the good news through our witness, always reflecting your love in the world. Holy Spirit, come fill our lives. Now pray a prayer of blessing. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, you have revealed yourself through the lives of our ancestors of faith. From Abraham and Sarah, Moses and David, Isaiah and Jeremiah, to Mary and Joseph, and Peter and Paul, you have spoken your word and called your people to the fullness of life. We honor your presence in these scriptures. We pray that the words of these holy Bibles will more deeply form our thoughts, desires, and actions. We ask your blessing upon these holy Bibles in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us now offer our prayers of petition to Almighty God.
For the church, called to faithfully proclaim the mission of Jesus.